So welcome to this panel. I'm very excited to have you all here today. And I mean, we are discussing mining, and we're also discussing Bitcoin. And it's very difficult to discuss Bitcoin and altcoin without discussing mining, because that is the whole infrastructure under it. But then again, why should I start mining? I mean, why do people go into this area? And I'm sitting here with you, Johan. You are operating out of Iceland. Ibrahim, you are here, there, and everywhere. I mean, I meet you in all kind of conferences, and I know that you're having something in Washington, you have something in North Carolina, and then there's you, Felipe. So let me start with you. Please tell me, what are you doing in this space?
So as mentioned, I work with Utrust, co-founder and CIO. What we do, we're building a payment platform. It's the first one in the world that offers consumer buyer protection. That means you as a merchant, you are able to start accepting crypto payments without the volatility, and we provide settlements directly into your bank account. So payment platform with consumer buyer protection focused on e-commerce merchants.
Perfect. And you, Ibrahim, please set.
Yeah. So my company is called Newmine. We help set up mining operations in places with cheap hydropower predominantly. And our main focus is on the manufacture of GPU rigs. So predominantly the mining sites that we operate are in North America. So places, as you mentioned, like North Carolina and Washington State. And we also got some work in Canada as well.
Yeah, so I work for a power company in Iceland. The only one, the largest privately owned. There are actually two more now that are privately owned as well. But this is a business in Iceland that's usually been run by the government or municipalities. But I think we have shown over the last couple of years why you need private companies in all sectors, because we saw like an opportunity in the mining business for data centers quite early on. And after a slow start, we've seen some have called it a boom in Iceland, in the build of data centers, mining sites in Iceland. The reason being, electricity is relatively cheap, it's really stable, and the power usage efficiency, as these guys talk about, is really low, because you can use almost every kilowatt hour to produce some kind of value with natural cooling that you get in Iceland. So it's been growing. It's a new business in Iceland, but it's actually quite big.
But that's interesting right now, because now we are immediately addressing the costs regarding how to mine cryptos, and it can be Bitcoin or altcoin or whatever. I mean, there is a cost related to that. And then we're talking about a business right now where we have Bitcoin prices. They are quite low. I mean, how does that affect your business right now, Ibrahim?
So the majority of money that we make is from the selling of mining hardware. So we've seen sales take a big hit. You know, in the mining sector, unless you have very, very cheap electricity right now or free electricity, then you're probably going to be losing money. And that's why we've seen massive drops in the difficulty hash rate recently. So companies are struggling to compete. I think the bear market, no one expected it to last this long. No one expected Bitcoin to go this low. And I do think it might go even lower than it is now. You know, one of the things you talked about is why it's important. Mining is the integrity of the network. You know, mining is important for the security and integrity of the network. So it's something that's important to talk about, because, you know, if the price keeps crashing, you're going to get more machines being unplugged. And you know, that could affect the performance of it.
Yeah. And then we are talking not only costs of Bitcoin, we're also talking about where we do it. And I mean, you are operating out of Iceland, and we're also talking about the environmental footprint here. So how do you see it? I mean, a lot of criticism regarding mining is that we are using all these gigawatts and so. But what is the reality here? I mean, all kind of mining, no matter what kind of resource we are mining, will need some kind of a cost, and will also have an environmental footprint. So how do you see this?
So I'll add a quick point to that. So, you know, that's something I don't really think it's bad for the environment, because the majority of mining operations outside of China are either hydropower or geothermal. So it's not, they're using energy that wouldn't have been used anyway. So I think that Bitcoin mining is not bad for the environment. The problem is that Bitcoin doesn't process enough transactions for it to scale on a large proportion. You know, you get around 1,500 transactions being processed every 10 minutes. That's not enough for scalability. So I don't think it's bad for the environment because they use renewable energy sources, but I don't think Bitcoin can be scaled to be used as a mass currency. I only see it as a store of value.
Yeah.
So I would actually add to that. I concur. I think it's a store of value. And I think it, comparatively to mining of other commodities, especially gold or other physical commodities, does not consume that much energy. Actually, the energy footprint compared to the mining of gold is much, much lower, several orders of magnitude. So when you compare Bitcoin or any other crypto asset that relies on proof of work, even at current hash rates, with traditional mining of commodities, the energy footprint is much lower for the same kind of asset with the same fundamentals at the economic level.
Yeah.
Just to add to that as well, from my perspective, I actually have a talking about the costs. A few years ago, I was dealing with a new data center client in Iceland, and he wanted to change the deal a little bit because the price of Bitcoin was going down, and he said, "Can we index it to the price of Bitcoin?" And I kind of said, "Okay, we can do it. It's not that much amount." At the time, the price for Bitcoin was $250 when it started to hit 1,000, 1,250, 1,500. He said, "Okay, then I want to change the contract again," because he, of course, was paying me a lot more for electricity than he had been doing before. But it's the point that Ibrahim was making is that, at least in Iceland, and I think that is the same all over the world, we are not seeing any new investment, at least from the power side or the electricity side, for these data centers or for these Bitcoin miners. They are scoping the whole world, trying to find, okay, where is stranded electricity? Where can I tap into a hydro plant that's not being used? Where can I get, because if you want to build a new power plant, the prices tend to be too high for this kind of business. But you might have this stranded electricity. That's why you can kind of pinpoint on a map where it would make sense to set up a Bitcoin mining facility.
And that is so interesting because when we're talking about mining and we're talking about investing, then of course, if you are an investor, you want a return on your investment. And then there are different ways on how you can go into this mining business. But then again, when I then read in the newspapers, there is a big facilitator of mining that's suddenly bankrupt, then how should I react on that? And I mean, Bitcoin prices are going down. It's all about supply and demand. And now I can read in the newspapers that some big mining facilities, they are going bankrupt. I mean, how bad is it for the sector right now?
So so prime example is Gigawatt. So Gigawatt in Washington State recently went bankrupt. I think the mining companies that have gone bankrupt are the ones that scaled up too quickly and they didn't mitigate their risks enough. So I think, you know, the ones that are scaling up at a healthy rate, those are the ones that will not undergo bankruptcy. But Gigawatt made the mistake, I believe, of scaling up far too quickly.
Yeah, I would add to that, saying that it's the same that you see in other segments. You see the companies that were not lean, that didn't have, you know, they couldn't compete, going out of the market. And the ones that are staying, they're trying to consolidate, preparing for the next phase of growth. That means in this mining industry, you know, deprecating a lot of hardware, replacing their hardware with new rigs, but that takes time. And we're seeing this consolidation process right now, and with players that couldn't compete, dropping out of the market. Same with other segments, same with other software projects, same with ICO projects, same with all around this market.
Yeah. So if I want to enter this space now, if I want to invest in mining, then of course I could try to buy my own equipment, or I could go to a provider, or I've also seen that there's some kind of cloud services out there. I mean, what is your recommendations on that? If I am a private investor, I want to go into mining, what would be the best way of doing that tomorrow? What would you recommend people to do?
I honestly wouldn't do mining by myself. What I would do is I would invest in an established mining company that has a reputable, a good reputation in this environment, operating for many years, and I would invest in them.
Hmm?
That's what I would go. I would not try to set up my own mining company because I think this is a red ocean right now. So probably not within my realm of expertise, or probably not very well. But investing in a company that does that very well and very efficiently would be the way to go. That's my personal take.
I mean, I want to add to that as well. One of the most important factors in running a profitable mining operation is scalability. So, you know, if someone was trying to set up a small mining operation, they're likely to be wiped out by the bigger miners because they have cheaper machines that they can buy, they have lower electricity rates, etc. So that's one avenue. I mean, you know, unfortunately right now the market is not very profitable anyway. So, you know, a lot of ASIC miners are running at a loss. A lot of GPU rigs are running at a loss right now. But it depends, you know, what you're mining and how cheap your electricity rates are. But scalability is one of the most important things.
My first advice, of course, would be ask someone else than me. But being in my position in Iceland, I get asked quite a lot. Because you have like this, over the last couple of years, like a Wild West kind of mentality, gold digging, gold rush mentality in this business. And I mean, your key ingredient is electricity, so companies, individuals tend to talk to me. I mean, this is economy of scale as you will ever find it, because you have, I mean, as the bigger the company is, the better deal you can get, the better, the lower your cost is. So the first thing, I mean, starting, maybe in the early days, you could start out of your garage. And we've seen it in Iceland, a lot of like these individuals tried it in the garage, but no one is there anymore. So when someone asks me, can I get a lot, can I get electricity? I'd say, okay, there are five guys in Iceland that have these cooperation sites, talk to any one of them. It's the easiest way if you want to do it yourself. But I think his idea was actually the best. Just invest in these companies and hope for the best.
Okay, so if you start investing in mining companies, is there any difference regarding how you mine? I mean, is the way you mine Bitcoin the same way as you mine Ethereum or other altcoins? Or is the same process? Or should I have something in mind before I start investing here?
So there's two groups of mining. There's the ASIC miners, and then there's GPU rigs. So an ASIC is an application-specific integrated circuit, which means that it's very good at doing one thing. That's, you know, mining Bitcoin or mining one of the other coins. But a GPU rig, that's the graphics cards can mine a lot of coins, but not the same quality. So there's two groups, and I think back to your point, it's education. You know, you don't want to invest in something you don't understand. You don't want to invest more money than you're willing to lose. So these are some really important things. So I think those are some stuff to keep in consideration.
Yeah, I concur. So I would say that you have to decide as an investor if you think GPU mining or ASIC mining is going to be the next big thing, or the next thing for the next year or so, or 2 years, depending on the specific hardware cycle, and invest in one of those two, or diversify. But that will be up to your investment strategy, of course. But
I think generally speaking, GPU mining is better than ASIC mining, because, like, look at Bitcoin right now. These miners that are mining Bitcoin are almost worthless because they can only do one thing. The good thing about GPU mining is if a particular coin is not profitable, you can always mine another coin. So that way you can mitigate your risks. So I think diversify, but I always tend to recommend to our clients and lean towards GPU mining.
Yeah, again, concur. ASICs mining have their own drawbacks. It all depends on, you know, your risk factor for your investment strategy. Of course, ASICs are more restricted, but if Bitcoin mining, you know, takes off, it can be more profitable. Yeah. So it all depends on your risk strategy. Of course, if you diversify towards GPU mining, you're diversifying your risk. Maybe that's your strategy, maybe it's not. Up to the investor, I guess.
But then again, if you go out there and then you start investing in equipment and you have to choose the right equipment and so, but then again, it was the wrong equipment. I mean, it wasn't a profitable business. How can you then sell this equipment? I mean, is there a market for used equipment? What about the gamers? Are they interested in something? I mean, what to do then?
So it's back to me. So So with GPU cards, there's a much better resale value because you can always sell them back to the gaming market. It also depends on the cards. You know, there's NVIDIA cards, there's AMD cards. So there's a lot of education that you have to get into. You know, we could spend 2 hours just talking about what sort of cards to buy and the advantages and disadvantages. Unfortunately, we don't have enough time. But again, that's why I lean towards GPU mining because you've got a better resale value. I mean, I'm sure some people have seen the video circulating on social media of the recent miner was throwing out a lot of ant miners because they were not profitable anymore. You know, you don't really have that in GPU mining. You can always sell those on to other people.
So if you should mention three very positive things about investing in mining operations, what would these three major things be? If you can give me three arguments for why should I start investing in mining operations?
Okay, let's do one each. So I think one is got to be that it's nice owning a physical asset. In the crypto space, you know, you're never going to see your coins, but people like investing into mining operations. You can see and touch and feel them mining rigs.
I would say predictable revenue, or at least you have a model that you can rely upon to predict your. Sure, you have some cost, but you can model the revenue you're gonna get based on several factors, including, you know, electricity price, average market price, or future prices. So it's something you can actually model, and it's more comfortable for some type of investors, especially more traditional.
Maybe not the best person to ask exactly this question, but. The way I've approached this, or customers coming to me through the years, is that I've had the privilege that I've been able to pick and choose the customers that I deal with because there's been so much demand. What I look at about the companies wanting to come to Iceland or dealing with me is, okay, do they have like a contingency plan? Is this what they're building here? Are they investing money? Are they doing something that actually isn't completely reliant on only Bitcoin being the one and only solution to the future? Because I think we don't know yet what will be. Cryptocurrency is still an enigma to us. I mean, Bitcoin has its upside, but it also has a downside. And I think we're at the threshold of something is changing. We don't know what it will be. My case, being the seller of electricity, I say, okay, if this goes south, at least the AI business will be able to do something with all this calculation potential that these computers have.
But now we're talking about, again, going back to what we started at, talking about the environmental footprint. And you're sitting in the cold north, you're sitting in Iceland, but what about the whole solar power thing? What about just taking all this to Africa and then start mining there or in the desert, could that be beneficial? Could that be a new way of doing this in a green way, or do you see some very bad things coming out of that?
You can basically say going to Africa using solar, why? Because the sun is always shining there, it should be cheap. And solar power, wind power, all of these new kind of methods of producing electricity are getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper. So electricity, green electricity, is getting cheaper. And that's the reason why many of these companies are coming to Iceland, because it is better to use or produce electricity with hydro than with coal or gas or something that has like a third party intervention to it. So that's better. But the thing is with environmental issues, is there any value for a cryptocurrency miner that his Bitcoin was created with green electricity? I'm not sure, because one of the big issues with Bitcoin is how much electricity it uses to produce one Bitcoin or mine one Bitcoin. To counter that, you should say, okay, I mean, build it in Iceland, build it in Norway, your mining plants, build it in Washington where there's an unused hydro dam that you can use. At least use green electricity instead of going to Middle East and using some crude oil or something. That's a key thing that the whole market segment should actually think about, that cryptocurrency is created with green electricity.
I think the other good thing about Iceland is cold. So one of the big costs for running mining operations is cooling costs. So if you're running a mining operation in Africa, you can imagine you're going to have to pay a lot to keep the data center cool. The other good advantage of places like Iceland and Norway is that they're not dusty environments. And these can be factors, you know, you don't want to build a data center in a dusty environment because that's going to affect the performance of the machines. So, you know, Norway is a good location right now in terms of energy surplus. So some companies are mining in Norway now. So these, you know, these are two really important factors.
Adding to that, I would say physical security of the installations, very important as well. And reliable internet, because those server farms need to be connected and you need to have a reliable pipe, which, you know, in Iceland and Nordic countries, you have all those factors, but all out throughout Africa, you might not have that combination of factors.
But again, I mean, even on Iceland, you can steal some kind of a mining business, can't you? Again, in Iceland, you can still steal the physical equipment. So what was the end about that story where you got all this stuff stolen?
So there is a court hearing going on. It's like watching an episode of Law and Order or something, because they're all pointing to each other. I mean, it was amazing how much publicity this small crime actually got, because it was a rather small issue. One security guard, because we don't have that many security companies, who basically had access to three different data centers, helped some guys out go in there and steal those computers. But I mean, they found at least the what seems to be the guilty parties. They are still innocent until proven guilty. But we are in court hearings now, and hopefully it will change.
How much did they
steal? $2 million worth of equipment, I think.
It's an amazing story. So thank you very much, guys. Thank you for joining this panel, and let's see what and which direction these mining prices will go. I truly believe that what you're doing right now, and I'm thankful for it, providing the full infrastructure, let's hope the prices will go up so we all can have a very sustainable business here. Thank you very much.